Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
That last item makes me want to go home and get rid of everything and give it all away. Christine says, I got berated recently by my 26-year-old daughter for throwing out her Pokemon card set. You see, there you go. It never ends. Some of them are worth €70 and she had a biscuit tin full of them. Well, Christine, I suppose you could have made a bit of cash for your daughter on that score. But it proves my point. It never stops. It's almost a month now since the giant cargo ship Ever Given got stuck in the Suez Canal and the world watched as 400 other cargo ships backed up at either end and the costs mounted. The ship was eventually freed on the 29th of March, but it wasn't allowed to go on its way and the crew are still on board. Ruth Michelson is a reporter with The Guardian and she's been following up what happened to the ship and to its crew and she's on the line now. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Claire.
So I think it's astonishing for us to learn that the crew are still on board the Ever Given. Where is the ship, first of all?
The ship is currently at anchor in the Great Bitter Lake. And as you say, there's 26 members of the crew, including the captain, that are still on board. And the union, the Indian Seafarers Union that represents them, essentially says that what they want is for the that when the contracts of each of those crew members expire, that they can be repatriated home and that another crew will be flown in to take their place and deal with essentially waiting on board for the ship to be freed.
Okay, but there is a huge claim against the owners of this ship.
That's right. So the ship itself is currently embroiled in this kind of legal battle between the Suez Canal Authority, who've demanded $906 million in compensation from the owners and by extension, the insurers of the Ever Given. And they have essentially said that they're impounding the Ever Given and that they won't let the ship go, and so by extension, the crew, until that sum is paid in full.
Now, eventually all of that will be solved as these things are. But in the meantime, the crew who have to remain on board, I mean, what is their humanitarian situation? Do they have food? Do they have fresh water? Who, if anyone, is looking after them?
Well, that was something that was definitely of interest to me because this apparently happens a lot to seafarers. But the union, the ITF, which is a union that represents seafarers and is working with the National Union of Seafarers of India, did a visit to the Ever Given earlier this week. They checked on their welfare. They saw that they, for the time being, have enough food and water. The electricity and things like this are still working on board. And the ship's management company, BSM, they say that the seafarers are doing okay, that they're working to support them, they're still getting paid, they make sure that they have enough food and water. But of course, it's a case of constantly checking in and making sure that their welfare is okay. And it's also the fact that, you know, they're trapped on board for the time being and looking to get out. So there's the welfare of their families at home to consider and their psychological well-being. The Indian Seafarers Union is essentially saying that this crew has suffered some psychological distress from being at the center of this enormous international event. And that's something that should be considered, that they just want to go back home to their families once their contracts are up.
And could it happen, given the research that you've done about other situations, could it happen that this crew is abandoned by the employer?
So the official definition of ship abandonment, this is according to the International Maritime Association, is when operators of ships or the owners of ships stop caring for the welfare of crews, so often not paying wages or being attentive to whether they have enough food and water on board or proper medical care for over 2 months. And at the moment, because this is such a high profile case, we're not seeing any suggestion that the operators or the managers would abandon the crew. But of course, it's important to keep that attention on the welfare of the crew, see what happens, see that they're being taken care of as the legal case around the ship moves forward, to make sure that this doesn't happen to them, and also to use it as a way to keep the spotlight on other cases where crews have been abandoned.
And the MV Aman is the one that you have come across. I know there are many who are in this situation, but this 4,000-ton vessel, which is manned by one person, will you tell us the story of Mohammed Aisha?
Yeah, this is an absolutely awful story. So Mohammed Aisha is a seafarer who, for the last 2 years, out of the four that he's been on board the ship, he has been the only person on board, and the ship is now at anchor just at the entrance to the Suez Canal near a town called Adabiya. It actually crashed near the town in bad weather last year, and he has been essentially trapped on board what is a floating prison. So he's had no access to food or water. If he wants these things, he has to swim to shore, row to shore in a boat that he made. And this is because the ship was abandoned by the owner, which stopped caring for him and his welfare. So he's been on board since 2017. The rest of the crew were repatriated in 2019, and he's been on board alone ever since. And he's currently waiting to be able to disembark and go home.
Well, it's fascinating to hear, particularly not just that story that you just told us, but also the Ever Given. Once the spotlight goes and once the problem is dealt with, what happens to the crew afterwards? Ruth Michelson, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, after the break, our mental health experts, Dr. Harry Barry and Dr. Anne-Marie Craven, will answer your questions about mental distress. Text 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.